On this episode, I'll be talking about episodic games. And that can only mean one thing. Telltale Games. Being discussed on this episode of...
Everything is Fantastic!
Alright, hello and welcome to another episode of Everything is Fantastic, the podcast where I talk about things that I really enjoy. I'm your host, Chris McGinnis, and like I said, today I'm going to be discussing Telltale Games and the various games that they have produced over the years, and the ones I've played and I enjoy. Now, for those of you who might not know, Telltale Games is a company that develops video games that mostly are in the point-and-click adventure-type genre. I'm sure you've probably played some of them, if not Telltale Games, but some form of point-and-click adventure game at some time in your life if you've ever been a computer gamer. Basically, if you think of games like Monkey Island or Sam & Max, which, interestingly enough, became two properties that they actually worked on eventually. But, you know, it's the type of game where you walk around a location and talk to people, get information, get clues, find items, pick up items, use items to solve puzzles, and advance the story. Hence why they're called point-and-click adventures. You point your cursor at whatever the object is, you click it, and you either collect the item or interact with it somehow, and there you go. The company was founded in June of 2004, and as far as I'm concerned, they have actually really hit their stride with the episodic game market. In October of 2006, when they had acquired the license to Sam & Max Freelance Police and released Sam & Max Save the World, which later became known as Sam & Max Season 1, Sam & Max Save the World, and that was the first Telltale Games product that I played. It was available for the Xbox 360 along with the sequel, Sam & Max Season 2, Beyond Time and Space. And I downloaded both of them not long after I got my 360. I've played through the entirety of Save the World. I finished one episode in Beyond Time and Space. But yeah, I enjoy both games, you know, very much. It's got a delightfully twisted sense of humor and has just the right amount of self-referential meta-humor in places that balance things out just right. As far as I'm concerned, I enjoy something that, you know, is able to, you know, call attention to itself without being over the top about it. And the Sam & Max games, you know, do that very well as far as I'm concerned. Love both of those games. Definitely have to pick Beyond Time and Space up again and play through it more. There's the third season, Sam & Max The Devil's Playhouse. I have that one also. That one, however, I have on my computer, courtesy of Steam, because that game was never released for the 360, but I've played through a little bit of the first episode of that one, so that's another one that I need to play through and make some more progress on. Let's see. Yeah. You have to bear with me a moment here. I have the Telltale Wikipedia page up on my phone, you know, just so I make sure I don't miss any of the ones that I've played. Let's see. Okay. Another great license that they acquired and worked with was Homestar Runner, and through that they released the game Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People. But thankfully, Strong Bad has said that everyone else on the planet can play it too, despite the title. So I'm only a little bit into Episode 1 on Steam, so I haven't made a whole lot of progress on this one either, but, you know, I do plan to go back and play it and, you know, make my way through it when I have time. And that one was released back in summer of 2008. Now, you might notice that a lot of these games were released, you know, long time ago, but I honestly only, like, just got into them, a lot of them, fairly recently. Mainly because, you know, of the episodic game model. Basically, the idea is that they, you know, much like, you know, a TV show for seasons, they have, you know, a certain amount of episodes. Like, for example, Sam & Max Save the World had 6 episodes, Sam & Max Beyond Time and Space had 5, Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People has 5 episodes, and basically the idea was that every month they would release an episode. Which, you know, I think is, you know, pretty cool. Well, it's an interesting way of doing things. But also at the same time, I'll admit, I'm really kind of impatient when it comes to, you know, I guess, you know, being entertained. Especially when it comes to video games. So a lot of times, like, with a lot of the Telltale games, I waited until the whole thing was available, and then it's like, okay, now I will buy and download this. The most recent example would be Tales from the Borderlands, which is a 5-episode series based in the Borderlands universe, and I got that for the Xbox One, and I downloaded the entire game, like, literally the week that the final episode of the season, episode 5, was released back in, back in October, shortly after I got the system itself. I know that there's, you know, something to be said for, you know, having to wait and anticipate for the next episode, but at the same time, I'm like, no, come on, I want to have fun, let's do this. Alright, so, moving on. Another game, series of games that they did was called Poker Night at the Inventory, which was a Texas Hold'em game available for, you know, many different systems. I have them both on Steam myself. And there are two of them, Poker Night at the Inventory and Poker Night at the Inventory 2. The first one featured you playing against Strong Bad from the Homestar Running universe, the Heavy from the Team Fortress 2 universe, Tycho from the Penny Arcade universe, and Max from the Sam & Max universe. Poker Night at the Inventory 2 featured as your opponents Claptrap from the Borderlands series, Sam from the Sam & Max series, Ash Williams from the Evil Dead series, and Brock Sampson from the Venture Brothers series, featuring GLaDOS from the Portal series as Dealer. Personally, I really enjoy both games. I find them fun, but, you know, if you're, you know, not a poker player, it might not be for you. You know, despite the entertaining interactions between the characters as you play, but yeah, I would say, you know, maybe you know, if you're not into poker, watch a few gameplay videos on the internet, and then decide whether or not you want to try Poker Night at the Inventory. Two well-known Universal Studios movies, Back to the Future and Jurassic Park, both have their own respective Telltale games. In fact, Back to the Future, the game was initially released in December of 2010, just got a re-release back in October of 2015, to celebrate not just the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future the movie, but also to commemorate the date that Marty McFly traveled to the future in Back to the Future Part 2. In fact, the re-release brought the game to the Xbox 360 and Xbox One for the first time, and brought back Tom Wilson to do the voice of Biff Tannen, which I think was definitely worth a repurchase. I initially had the game on Steam, bought it, you know, earlier last year, and then after I found out about the re-release and Tom Wilson being added to the voice cast, decided, what the heck? I'm not that far in the game on Steam so far. I'll add the game to my Christmas list, and lo and behold, got the game for Christmas, playing through it, loving every second of it. Jurassic Park, the game, I haven't made a whole lot of progress in. I played a little bit through the first episode. My brother Michael got that for Christmas, not this past year, but the year before that, so 2014. I guess he breezed through the game fairly quickly, and so our other brother, Brian, and, you know, borrowed it afterwards, and as far as I know, he still has it, so, you know, hopefully, you know, when we get back from him, I can make some more progress through that game. Okay, now we start getting into some of the more recent titles from Telltale Games, which introduce some interesting gameplay mechanics. Namely, the fact that there were very expansive dialogue trees for the player character, and depending on what the player said or what choices the player made, that would impact how the rest of the game unfolded. First example of that was The Walking Dead Season 1, released in the spring of 2012. Again, this is another game that I've played a little bit of and haven't made a whole lot of progress through. Plus, you know, I'm not all that familiar with the world of The Walking Dead. I haven't seen a single episode of the TV show, and I've only read the first graphic novel compilation, I believe was called Days Gone By, which was Volume 1 of the graphic novel compilation. So I'm not overly familiar with the world of The Walking Dead, but, you know, I've enjoyed, you know, what little bit I've played so far, and like I said, there are moments where you have to make choices, and that will impact how the rest of the game plays out for you. For example, there are moments where you have to decide, you know, are you going to save this person from the oncoming horde of walkers, or are you going to let them fend for yourself? You know, fend for themselves. Or are you going to save person A, who's over here being menaced by walkers, or person B, who's over at the other side of the scene being menaced by walkers? And that will, again, that will affect, you know, how people react to you and how the game unfolds. And also, depending on what you say to people, that will also further impact relationships and how things unfold. A lot of times, if there's a very important interaction between you and a character, occasionally a box will pop up that will say, character will remember that, or character saw what you did, or character did not like that. And that will said impact the relationships that your character has with the other characters, not just in the episode you're playing in, but in future episodes of the game as well. Walking Dead Season 2 was released in December of 2013, and we have that game as well, but I'm not going to start on it until I finish Season 1, and apparently they're doing a third season for The Walking Dead as well. No release dates as of yet. And they're also going to be doing a 3-episode standalone title called The Walking Dead Michonne. I think that's how it's pronounced. M-I-C-H-O-N-N-E. Like I said, I haven't read a whole lot of the comic, and I haven't seen any of the show, so kind of completely lost on me. But that still doesn't mean I'm not going to have fun with the game. Speaking of games where, you know, I'm not overly familiar with the series, but I still enjoy, on Xbox One, I also have The Wolf Among Us, which takes place in the Fables universe. Fables was a comic book series that details what happens if, you know, fairy tale characters had to live amongst people in the real world and keep, you know, their identities as fairy tale characters secret. Definitely much, much darker than Once Upon a Time, which people might think, you know, this sounds a lot like that, and it kind of is, but like I said, it's a lot darker in tone. I'm not very familiar with the series. I've only read one graphic novel collection of it, but, you know, what I read, I enjoyed, and I thought, I'm definitely going to try this game out. And this is another game where, you know, you have to decide, where, you know, the decisions you make as you play the game decides how the game unfolds. I've played through the first episode already, and there's 5 episodes all total. There, at one point, you have to decide as the main character, Bigby Wolf, a detective. If you have to decide, whose house you will, you know, investigate first, and depending on who you decide to help first, that will depend on whether or not a certain character lives to see the end of the episode or not. No spoilers, I'm keeping it vague in case you want to play. And it's moments like this that definitely make these games ripe for replay. It's like, well, okay, I made this choice this time, let me see what happens if I play again, and instead of going to investigate this character first, let me investigate character B instead, and see how things pan out, and see if maybe things end better for them. November 2014 saw the release of Tales from the Borderlands. And that series' fifth and final episode came out October of 2015, and like I said, not long after that is when I went ahead and downloaded the entire series on Xbox One, shortly after I bought an Xbox One. This one is quite possibly one of my favorites so far. I'm two episodes into the five-episode series, and I'm loving every second. It's very cleverly written, it's very funny, and Chris Hardwick voices is one of the characters. And let's face it, how can you not love doing something that has Chris Hardwick in it? Now, the Borderlands universe, I'm also not very entrenched in. I've played, all three games that are available currently, Borderlands, Borderlands 2, and Borderlands the pre-sequel. Not very far into 2 and the pre-sequel, and I haven't played the original Borderlands in a while, but I'd say a good portion of the way into it. But, even though the timeline of this game comes after those three games, I'm not having any issues following along. Like, I don't feel like anything's been spoiled too much for me. I don't feel like I'm completely lost on anything. I'm just really enjoying it. Like, it definitely captures the environment of the humor of the original Borderlands games to a T, and I love every second of it. I hope a second season for Tales from the Borderlands emerges. I haven't heard anything, but one can only hope. And the last Telltale game series I've played is Season 1 of Game of Thrones. Once again, another universe that I'm not familiar with. I haven't read any of the Song of Ice and Fire books. I haven't seen a single episode of the TV show. But again, I've played a little bit of Episode 1 of the 6-episode series. And I've enjoyed it so far. I'm going to, I might, see if I can get started watching some of the episodes as I play through some more, because, it's definitely a property I want to start watching, and I've just never, really had, the time or the means, but I'm sure I will get to that in some form or another, and that one's also going to have a second season at some point in the future. And a couple more games that they're coming out with sometime in 2016, an untitled Batman game is in the works. Again, not overly familiar with the Batman universe, but, it's a Telltale game. I'm definitely going to want to play. And then 2017 scheduled to be an untitled Marvel game. So I think that's pretty cool that they're doing a game from both the DC Comics universe and the Marvel Comics universe. Granted, it's going to be about a year separation between the two, but still, I think both are going to be very fun, and I'm looking forward to playing both of them. Okay, that'll do it for this episode of Everything is Fantastic. Thanks for listening to me babble on about the Telltale games. Questions, comments, feedback, and so forth can be sent to chrismcg1983@gmail.com. That's chrismcg1983@gmail.com. If you feel so inclined, go like the page on Facebook. You can find it listed under Thoughts Out of Context, quote, Productions, unquote. Follow me on Twitter. On there, I'm at DramaGuyCJM. That's DramaGuyCJM. Consider becoming my patron over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/DramaGuyCJM. patreon.com/DramaGuyCJM. By becoming a patron there, you can contribute monetarily to improving the podcast. I'm currently looking to try and upgrade my Podomatic account, which will give me more storage space online and more monthly bandwidth, so I can hopefully post more episodes without having to take older ones down sooner, and as such, possibly longer and larger episodes. So for as little as $1 per episode, you can be a contributor. By contributing, I will thank you personally, at the end of every podcast episode. We've come to that point, so thank you again to my current patrons, Rachel Delecta and Eddie Landis. And as a patron, for every $5 you cumulatively contribute to the podcast, you earn a credit towards suggesting something for me to watch for This Is Gonna Suck. I figure if you're going to help me out in such a fashion, why not reward you by giving you ammunition to have me watch something that is going to crush my soul. That's the way I work. Okay, that's it for this episode. Again, thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Take care, and I will talk to you next time.